Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. This mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to do your early morning prayer before you do any other thing. After Turning Point ministrations, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast to all your contacts. Let what is blessing you bless those connected to you. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 28th day in January 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Set your ears for good news. A major breaking news is coming for you today. In this seemingly hard time, you will flourish. Yes, you will flourish. Isaac in the Bible flourished and blossom in famine. Joseph flourished and blossom in Egypt during famine. I prophesy, you too will flourish and blossom this season, whichever part of the world you are. Connection to this anointing has put you under an open heaven. I prophesy, may your showers of blessings never stop coming. Someone is in a situation now that is giving you concern. I speak over your life. You are coming out of that situation with glorious testimonies. I see limitations line drawn before someone. May that limitation line be rubbed up by fire and the blood of Jesus Christ. You shall no longer be limited. Whatever is limiting or hindering you is turned into your stepping stone now. Yesterday, we prayed on change of level. Today, I'm prophesying breaking of limitation. So I speak over your life. Your change in level shall be without any limit. All obstacles and restrictions are taken out of your way. Say amen. On this platform, miracles for one is miracle for all. You will not just be hearing other people's testimonies, they will also listen to yours too. Who is this with a blurry vision? Figures are blurred. When you look at them, they are not clear. Then someone else with chest pain. Place your hand there. God is want to heal chest pain now. Peptic ulcer. Who is that person suffering from that? Take water in a cup or in a bottle. I want to pray for you. Severe menstrual cramps. Get water also. Swollen legs. Ankle injury. Hands and leg dislocation. And you are treating it. Put water in a cup or in a bottle. Growth in any part of your body. Yes. A part of your body is swollen. Then general body weakness. Joint and body pain. All fetch water in a cup or a bottle. Let me pray over it. Lift it up for prayers. I decree healing virtues. Flow into this water now. Where hands are laid, God's healing power flow there. All cases mentioned, even if yours was not particularly mentioned, and you have faith, lay hands there. Pour water in a cup. Healing virtues flow to this water. As you drink by faith, receive your total healing. Receive your perfect healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now confess your healing by faith. Declare where you are. Say, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. Say it two more times. In Jesus' name, I'm healed. Then put your faith into action. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Something has happened to you. January 28th celebrant, your prayers be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You shall live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, first issue for teachings today. Good evening, Daddy. I have a set of twins, boys, of about 7 years old. I lost one of them last year, November. Now the brother says he's always seeing his twin brother in the dream. Is he good? What should I do, Daddy? Wow. On behalf of TPGF, I commiserate you over this loss of your 7-year-old boy. God will comfort you and the entire family. Seeing the departed brother in the dream should stop. Lead him in a warfare prayers. Anoint him nightly before he goes to bed. Pray and lay your mantle on him to sleep. He will stop seeing him. There should be no rapport or relationship between the living and the dead. So says the word of God. Please be comforted once again. God will compensate you for this great loss. Next, good day, Daddy. Auntie PJ family. Daddy, to the mommy that complained about her daughter being so attached to her, she, the mommy, is the cause of it. I was once like that, but God answered my mom's prayer by taking me on NYC far into the north that brought changes to me. Mommy, don't you know that it will affect her in future? Even after marriage, she won't know how to interact with her husband. So pray for her. Advise her to move to make friends with her good and well-behaved colleagues and church members also. God will bless her soon. Wow, that was a personal experience. I love this. Listeners, always give us your personal experience on issues discussed here. She said she was once like that before. So, mothers, too much attachment to your daughter and you will affect them. They will not be able to flow and relate, especially with the other colleagues, the opposite sex. It will be difficult when it comes to picking a marriage partner, and that is the truth. Young people marry from among their friends. I have spoken much about this last Sunday. Please go and listen to that message again. Next, here another one. Good day, Daddy, and my TPGF family. Regarding the woman who wants to do restitution in her marriage, I agree with Daddy's counsel. I have been married for over 20 years. We had no children, but my husband had children from other women, from another woman, and refused conjugal relationship with me anymore. Now, divorce case is on. He stopped paying his portion of the rent, so I moved to a smaller place that I can afford. I have a good job and can take care of myself by God's grace. Thank you, Daddy, for your teachings, your balanced teaching. Please, woman, be determined and make effort to be financially independent and stable. It may be difficult initially, but as you totally turn to God, He will see you through. God has been really faithful helping me. It is well, my sister. Wow, that's another raw experience. Women, I say again, your best security is to earn your own income, grow your career or your business outfit. Next, good morning, my TPGF members. I need answer for this question. My wife does not allow my children to talk to me. I learned that my daughter is getting married in February to a Spanish man, and I was not informed. They live in London while I stay in USA. What should I do, sir? Wow, this is one of the challenges, the drawback we have seen over the years, mostly with diasporans mothers, taking children away from fathers and the children completely turning against their father, never relating or calling him. That hardly happens back home in our own culture and tradition here. We do not know details of this issue because there is no smoke without fire. That woman also, we have stories to tell. There must have been separation between you probably for years. For husband and wife living in two different countries, one in UK and one in USA. What can I suggest now? If you are at home, we will say family intervention should come into this. But those of you over there in the Western world, everything is fundamental human right and absolute freedom for each other. So, if church is not there to come in and family cannot intervene, the only one to turn to is God. So, pray. Do welfare prayers on this, at least, for your children to start relating with you back again. Is very important. This is a foundational problem. Your marriage must have been challenged long time. And I'm not blaming you. But Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? This problem is fundamental and foundational. I have a word for TPGF member couples in diaspora, in the Western world. Please do not run your marriage or your family life with the culture and the tradition, unrestricted freedom in the environment where you live. Please don't. Remember, you are children of God, and God's word should guard the way you run your life, including raising your children and running your family. Listeners that have experience in this area, please send in your counsel for this, our brother in USA. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center. Usual time, usual venue. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Telephone numbers to engage for information, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain at Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, for all TPGF members and listeners in Lagos, Dominion City in Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers. Be there. Two services will hold concurrently in all these centers on Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Do not miss it. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 1111, we are sowing this January. Do so as soon as you are able to. God that you regularly tithe to and so see so will reward you bountifully. This Friday, January 31, is our crossover night. We started it last November, and we are going to keep it on. Set your clock. It will be for 30 minutes only. 10 minutes to 12 on Friday night, we will thank God for the outgoing year. And 12 to 12:20, we will secure the new month. I will be praying over your life, bless your anointing oil, get you anointed for a most fruitful February. Don't forget, this Friday from 10 to 12, set your clock. It will be 30 minutes vigil on all our social media platforms. It will bless everyone. For TPGF account details and the PayPal and HSBC account for those in UK, send a chat or please send me the Turning Point account to +234 809 789 4000. Do so now. I prophesy over everyone today, the power of God light on you, the glory of God show for you. You will go and return with glorious testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.